Let's first see what happened and how the Wildcats managed to, in some ways, turn things around on the road. Dexter Koenig-Drew joins us from Wollongong. Dexter, thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks, mate.
What a great win.
Yeah, it was a much-needed win, and I think we've been right there with a lot of games, and this one we're able to close out and do the right things to get the job done.
Because you're almost written off in this match after people had seen the Illawarra Hawks and what they'd produced, particularly on their home court in recent weeks.
Yeah, I mean, they've been playing some great basketball as of late, and, I mean, obviously we've had our ups and downs and whatnot, but we've just tried to stay the course and play for each other, and obviously it showed tonight.
Well, when you're looking at it, the Perth Wildcats in that unbelievable position going to this match, bottom on the NBL ladder heading into round 13. Who would have thought? Has it been a discussion point amongst the players at all?
Yeah, obviously this is new territory for a lot of the guys. This is my first year, so I can't really compliment too much on it, but they've all been here and they've all been playing for a while and they've had great success, so obviously, it's new territory for us, but we're just trying to work through it, and the league is so close, so anything happens.
You came out very aggressively. I believe that about four players were on the score sheet inside the first 4 minutes. Was that the plan of the attack, to go hard from the start?
Well, obviously, we're down a couple of men at the moment, so everybody's got to chip in, and I think as the last few games have gone on, guys have started to find themselves a bit more comfortable in their roles and trying to do what needs to be done to get the job done.
Bit of a run-and-gun type basketball by the Wildcats today?
Yeah, I mean, well, we knew Illawarra was going to come out and pressure us and they were going to get up a lot of shots and stuff, so we just had to match their intensity and obviously bring our own intensity that was going to help us get over the line.
I see that Casey Prater, a bit of a slow start, ended up racking up 19 points. Jesse Wagstaff added 20 off the bench. The leading point scorers this afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, Jesse's been trying to find himself a little bit this year, and I think this is great for his confidence because, I mean, he's been taking all the right shots and this hasn't been going down. It was great to see him perform that well tonight. And Casey does what he always does, so can't really complain there. He's always going to come out and give his all. He's knackered after games if you see him in the locker room, so it was a great effort by those two.
Dexter, for yourself, 13 points, about 16 minutes of court time. You'd be happy with that contribution towards the win today?
Yeah, I just tried to come out there, be aggressive, and just do what I can to help us get the job done. I mean, obviously, we really needed the win, and all the boys are pretty happy about that one, but we've got to focus on the next game now and keep trying to push forward.
I suppose what was really satisfying as well, you had three development players suit up for the match, which is, credence to everybody that took part today.
I mean, yeah, our DPs, they step up whenever they're called upon and they give 100% whether they play or not, and they're always the first ones up off the bench when the guys are coming back to the bench cheering us on and whatnot. So they're just as important as anyone else out there, so we appreciate everything they do. And they're just like a regular player.
Yeah, and the final question before we let you go, I know it's only been a short while since the match finished, but new import Bryce Cotton should be able to play with the Wildcats, next Saturday against the Sydney Kings. Is that the plan of attack?
Yeah, that's the plan of attack. We haven't really got anything super confirmed, but that is what is probably going to happen. I remember him from college, and I know he can get it going and whatnot, so hopefully he brings us what we need, and we're pretty excited.
So how are you bringing in the new year?
Just chilling out, mate. We've got a pretty early flight in the morning, so can't really be doing too much.
Yeah, it's boring, this basketball. It takes the fun out of life, doesn't it?
You do have to sacrifice a lot, but you do it because you love it.
Good on you, mate. Congratulations. Pass on our best wishes to Trevor Gleeson and everyone involved with the Wildcats today. That was a pretty stirring victory, 95 over 87 against the Illawarra Hawks in Wollongong this afternoon. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, mate, and thanks for the support.
Good on you. Dexter Koenig-Drew joining us here on 882 6PR. What under the Wildcats a victory today. 9221 882 is the number to call. Two tickets to see any movie that you like. We're giving things away here on the final day of 2016.